Welcome to Sunday Painter. I'm your host, Jackson, and I'll be giving you a step-by-step guide on how to make your very own work of art. I've got a special guest on the line. He's dialing in from a swinging pad in groovy old London. Please give a warm Sunday Painter welcome to Austin Powers!
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
So, Austin, are you holding up okay in isolation?
Yes!
With artists like Andy Warhol, Yoko Ono, and Rita Angus, don't you think the 60s was a pretty groovy time to be an artist?
Yes!
Have you considered hopping in your time machine and heading back to invest in the 60s art market?
Yes!
Is there anything stopping you from doing so?
Dr. Evil.
Austin, the 60s was a heyday of artistic innovation. Abstract expressionism was supplanted by pop art. Minimalism and concept art developed into movements, and Joseph Kosuth put three chairs on the wall. Or did he?
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
This week, we're going to be following in the footsteps of Colin McCann, another swinging 60s dude, as I teach you how to make your very own text-based painting.
Oh, behave!
Here's what you'll need. Raw canvas. House paint. Brushes. And a dictionary. Step 1. Choose your word. The word you choose is the most important part of the whole text-based painting. Colin McCann started doing text-based paintings in the 1940s. But, wouldn't you agree, Austin, his most famous examples of the form were produced after he moved his family to Auckland in 1960.
Yes!
Colin McCann's text-based works drew extensively from his interest in biblical scripture. My text-based work draws extensively on my interest in that feeling when sex gets so intense, you start tripping. That's why I'm going to be painting the word shagadelic.
Very shagadelic, baby, yeah!
Step 2. Prime your canvas. Priming your canvas is a good way to control the surface texture you are painting and prevent the cotton underneath from decaying over time. Nobody likes a moldy, text-based painting.
No.
Step 3. Paint the background that your words are going to sit on top of. To really capture the spirit of the psychedelic era, my background is going to be one of those twisty-turny optical illusion pictures you see on the internet that makes my brain feel funny. Whoa! The room is spinning now. But that might be because I didn't open the windows before I started painting. Step 4. Paint the words on top of your background. Some people like to draw up the words first, to make sure they're spaced apart properly. I don't though. Who do you think I am? A baby?
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
No, Austin. I'm not a baby. Use the dictionary to make sure you spell the word right. Shagadelic. S-H-A-G-A-D-E-L. So folks, it looks like I didn't estimate how much space each of these letters would use properly. And I can't fit the whole word on the painting. Oh well, that's okay. Shagadel is a good word for a painting. Right, Austin? Austin? Oh, he hung up. Oh well, long distance calls are expensive. Especially when you're traveling through time. Groovy work! You've made your very own text-based painting. Hang it in the kitchen, and when Mum asks what shagadel means, tell her it means whatever you want it to mean, baby. Till next time, I'm Jackson, and do I make you horny?
Love, sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just too little of the world.
Thank you, everybody. God bless you. God bless America.